Okay, today is from continuing in the sixth parak of Masech Sarachin, and we are up to parak Vav Mishnah Dalit. Hayu minechad meruba minechad muat. If you had a lot of one type and a little bit of another type of things that he needs, we were just talking about someone who made an erech vow, and we left him with certain stuff to be able to function. So let's say he had enough tools and more than enough tools of one type, but very few of another type. Ein omrim lo limkor minham. We do not tell him, look, we're taking all your money, we're taking all your other property possessions as a mashkon, and you're going to have to figure out how to even things out in terms of what you have excess of and what you are lacking. No, what we do is we leave him with two of the type that he has a lot of. And whatever he has very little of. So normally we said you leave a carpenter with two planes and two saws. So if he had five planes and one saw, so we take the extra planes, we leave him with two, and we leave him with that one saw. Hamakdish as nechasim, a person's makdish his nechasim, all of his nechasim, mal lo es tefilav. We have to evaluate his tefillin, and he has to give that in cash instead, because we won't take it as a mashkon, but when he's makdish all of his nechasim, he includes the value of his tefillin as well. But we got to leave him with his tefillin, obviously. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, echad makdish as nechasim ve'echad hamarich es atzmo. Whether a person is makdish his nechasim or whether he pledges to give his erech to hagdish ein lo lobiksus ishtov lobiksus banav, the gizbar is not allowed to go and take his wife's clothing nor his children's clothing. V'lobitseva shetzva. Not any colored clothing or dyes that they have, nor any new shoes that he had purchased for them. Even though the Chum say that Avadim Numkarim B'Ksusan L'Shevach, that Avadim are sold with their clothing in order to enhance their value, Shem Tilokach L'Ksus B'Shloshim Dinar Mashbiach Humana, because sometimes you dress the Avid up nicely and his price goes up exponentially more than the cost of the clothing, so it's worth the investment. V'chein Para Imam Tinim Osa L'Itlis Mashbachasi, and when you have a cow, if you wait until the day of where the market is at its highest, you're able to get more for it than if you were to sell it right away. And also a precious pearl. If you bring it to a bigger city where there is more of a demand for such a precious commodity, you'll get more money for it. There is a rule that hekdish al makom v'shaito, that hekdish only gets makom v'shaito. Meaning that hekdish, you don't wait for the market day, you don't wait to bring it to a better place. Hekdish is when the gizbar is selling something for hagdish, he sells it as is. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalit, we had said that if a guy has a lot of one thing and a little of another thing, we don't tell him to use some of the thing he has a lot of to sell that and buy a little more of what he has a little of. No, we take away whatever excess he has a lot of and the thing he has a little of, we just leave him with. And if a guy is makdish all of his nechasim, he has to pay for the value of his tefillin. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that when a person commits something to hagdish, whether through being makdish his nechasim or whether committing to an erech, we do not get to take away his wife and kids' clothing and shoes and anything like that. And whenever a gizbar of hegdish is selling something, it's in the hegdish al makom of shaito. It's as is. Hegdish does not sell. Does not get to wait. The gizbar does not get to wait until a later time or go to a better place where you're going to get more money for it. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with the seventh parak of Maseches Arachin.